It's time once again for Triple OG Stories. Let's get to it. Welcome to another intriguing story within the realms of Triple OG Stories. This story will be a first thriller slash horror story written and edited by Bobby Dollars. So take a few moments, take a little bit of your time, and check out episode one of Freeze, a story of revenge. It was starting to become nightfall, and the sky was dimming. It was crazy how the night always brought the worst out of people. Some would call these type of people animals, but never to their faces, though. Everyone in Dickerson, North Dakota knew exactly who and what ran the streets at night. The people that mattered, they stayed inside. The other ones just allowed life to do what it did. Tonight was another wild and noisy one. More police sirens while people filled the streets, watching yet another tragic event that had just unfolded. A newer model Ford Explorer slowly pulled up to the scene of the crime as the streets was filled with the onlookers and their co-workers. Their meaning, Dickerson Police Department. Sergeant Monica Johnson and Sergeant Denise Smith both stepped out of the SUV. They straightened out their clothes and walked over to the traffic cops that were protecting the crime scene. Sergeant Johnson waved her hand at a new rookie that had just started about 6 months ago. Her name was Unique Craft, and Johnson felt like she had the potential to be a great cop, one of the DPD's best. She smiled back at her and watched as she headed over to the body that was laying on the concrete.
Monica, come over here.
Shit, this isn't good, Denise. I was in the academy with her 10 years ago.
Damn, this makes four. I think we got a serial killer on our hands, Monica.
A serial cop killer at that.
I'm really not sure how we even got here, but I'm starting to get nervous.
Shit, me too, girl. Me too.
Sergeant Johnson waved over the corners and told them to be careful with the body. They needed all the evidence they could to find out what had happened and to help them figure out what had happened to their co-worker. Sergeant Smith walked back to the car and Sergeant Johnson was right behind her. They were both detectives for the police department. They had moved up in the ranks over the years. They had been in uniform and it had been 12 years now. They had never seen anything like this before. As they pulled out of the parking space and started to head off, they seen the captain's car sitting off in the distance. The ladies looked at each other and tension filled the entire car. They knew if the captain was there, then it was serious. Or better yet, it was a dangerous situation at hand. They both looked at each other as Denise stepped on the gas and pulled into the street as they drove off.
Let's go to the bar. The shift is over now. I need to get my mind right before I call it a night.
Hell, we need to figure out why all of our friends and co-workers are coming up dead every week.
Yeah, this shit got me worried as hell. Right now, all we could do is watch our own backs. I'm not trying to be next out here for whatever reason this shit is happening.
Officer Unique watched as the captain gave orders to everyone on the crime scene. She really liked her. She loved watching her play professional basketball before she became a cop. She always felt like Captain Righteous Peterson was the perfect woman, and she wanted to learn a few things from her. She looked around and seen Lieutenant John Korn and Captain Peterson having a heated discussion. She moved in just a tad bit closer. She wanted to see if she could hear what was going on and why they were going back and forth. Maybe even see what it was all about.
John, you are so full of shit. So let me guess, this being the fourth cop out of our precinct doesn't matter to you, right? As long as it's not you, right?
I never said nothing like that. And until we figure out why all this is happening, how in the hell we gonna know who it's happening to? You out here mad at all the wrong damn people. We don't need to be reminded that our fucking friends are out here dying on a weekly basis.
Careful, John.
No disrespect to you, Cap, but I think you need to just sit this one out. Go home, protect yourself. Stay safe, stay inside. You see, I'm not afraid to do my job. And what that means is, I'm not afraid to die. Hey, we're gonna figure this out, Cap. It's gonna be okay.
The captain turned around and noticed Unique staring right at her. She walked over to her. Unique stood at attention with a huge smile on her face.
Hello, Officer Kraft. Were you one of the first on the scene?
Hello, Captain Peterson. And no, ma'am, I pulled up right before the detectives did.
You talking about Johnson and Smith?
Yes, ma'am. They gone already, though.
Yeah, I know. I thought I seen their car when I pulled up. Thank you, Unique. And I've heard a few really good things about your work with the force. Thank you. I will keep my eye on you. There may be some big moves in your future if you keep up the good work.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you, Captain.
Righteous started to walk away when Unique called her name and got her attention again.
Captain.
Righteous heard Unique's voice and she stopped and turned around to see what she was saying.
Righteous with that Righteous 3. I was one of your biggest fans.
Thank you, girl. And I still got that J, too.
Righteous headed back to her car. She was all smiles at this moment. She loved the idea of people enjoying her talents on the court. She still, to this day, goes into her backyard and will shoot around for hours on her off days. Even though she ended her career in injury, she still has skills. Righteous sat in her car and thought to herself,
well, my shift is over now and I'm ready to go home, but I need to talk to Monica and Denise. I know these bitches at that damn bar again. They probably part owners by now. Trunk asses.
Righteous started to laugh at herself and shook her head back and forth as she started her car and pulled off. Meanwhile, Monica and Denise listened to the radio as they turned down the dark side road and headed into the safe place. The safe place was a police barn that all the police and firefighters in Dickerson normally hung out at after their shifts. When they finally pulled up to the parking lot, it was almost empty. They'd seen about two or three cars on the lot, but that was very different for a Thursday night. The ladies sat in their car and they tried to figure out what was different about the night and why their favorite bar was so damn quiet. As they sat there, they looked around the building. Smith took off her seatbelt. She was thinking she needed to get out and see what was really going on.
It's dead out here tonight. This not normal. What am I missing?
Nothing that I can tell you right offhand. Let's walk around the building before we go in. Ain't no telling what's up, to be honest.
Like always, Smith was the first one out of the car and ready for some action. She fixed her clothes and grabbed her 9mm. She held it down to her side and looked into the car at Johnson. Monica got out of the car and got herself together. She reached into the back seat and grabbed the flashlight. She turned it on and then pointed it in the direction of the back of the building. As Smith started to walk in that direction, they started to hear noises as if someone was creeping around in the back. Johnson put her back against the wall of the building as Denise slowly and quietly started to approach the area that she heard the noises in. She got closer to the dumpsters when she heard the footsteps. She lifted her gun and motioned for Monica to come over to her. That's when Louie, the bar owner, appeared from behind the dumpsters. He had a huge bright red knot on his head. His nose was bleeding and two of his fingers on his left hand were broken. They were pointing in the opposite directions. Monica took a deep breath and put her gun away and ran over to him. She lifted him up and leaned him up against the wall so she could get him focused.
Shit, Louie, what happened to you? We didn't know who you were out here.
Damn, Louie, look at your hand, man. What happened to you?
Louie looked around as if he was trying to make sure no one else was out there. He was shaking a little bit. but he was finally realizing where he was and what was going on. He let out a slight yell as he started to feel the pain all hit him at once.
You know, I honestly don't remember. I know I was out here taking out the trash when the lady asked me if I knew you two. I told her, yes, I did, and that you guys were great detectives here in this city. And that's when she walked up to me and everything went black. I woke up and y'all was here standing above me.
Louis, do you remember what she looked like? How tall was she? Her skin tone? Anything like that?
No, I don't. When she was talking to me, I had my back facing her. When I heard her walk up to me, that's when I started to turn around, and she must have hit me with something. Her voice sounded like she had a mask on or something anyway. I just don't know, but I do know it was a woman's voice, a black woman too.
Is the bar open? Did anybody else see her?
No. I got here about 6:30, about a half hour before I opened at 7. You know I open about 7 p.m. every night. I bought this trash out here to get my night going, and here we are. What time is it now?
Louis, it's 10:46 p.m.
Shit, are you serious?
As the ladies helped Louis and talked to him, Officer Kraft had pulled up in her squad car. She sat on the back side of the lot, and she watched them help Louis. She smiled as she seen them holding him up and checking out his wounds. Unique wanted to pull up and help out, but she had already got a call from dispatch. She enjoyed how much the ladies loved Louis, even though he was a crooked cop for a long time when he was active.
You've been out for over 3 hours, man. We need to call an ambulance, Louis. You might have a concussion or something.
I'm not going to no hospital, girl. It's Thursday. It's one of my busiest nights of the week. Oh, hell no.
Sergeant Denise Smith walked back towards the front of the building and the squad car was gone. But Captain Peterson was pulling up. She walked back to her partner and was kind of nervous. Denise respected Righteous for all she did, but she always felt like the captain looked down on her because she gave her life to the streets and she was married to Lieutenant John Korn. She made her way back to the back of the bar and told Monica that the captain was there. The ladies helped Louis back into the bar. They went into the back door and locked it. Monica made her way to the front of the bar and unlocked the front doors. She pushed the door open and Righteous was standing right there. She walked into the bar as Monica held the door open for her. She walked up to the bar and sat down next to Denise and looked at Louis. She was shocked when she seen his face in his hand. She grabbed her cell phone and called EMT dispatch to send out a unit to fix his hand. Righteous had the utmost respect for Louis. She knew what he did for the city when he was on the force. Louis was a retired cop. He was on the force for 36 years. He went into the academy fresh out of college. He was like 22 years old when he made his decision. He had seen it all, and he had earned a wall full of awards and accommodations. Because he served so long and did so well, the department bought him an old rundown building and fixed it up. They gave it to him as a retirement gift, just to show some gratitude for all the years he spent on the force. He would be 60 in 2 years, and he wanted to finally retire for good. He wanted to give his famed bar to his son and daughter, who have now served on the Dickerson Police Department for the last 6 years. They joined the same year Louis retired. Captain Peterson sat down at the bar and put some ice cubes in a small towel and placed it up against Louis's head. She held it there for him until it got cold enough, and then he moved it. Johnson walked behind the bar and grabbed 4 glasses and made everyone a drink. Louis even tapped his glass for a refill. They all had been having a long, long week. Meanwhile, Officer Unique pulled up to the gas station parking lot directly across the street from the bar. She wondered what the ladies were in there talking to Louis about. She wanted to go join them, but she still was on shift. So she decided just to sit there and keep an eye on her co-workers until it was time for the shift to end. Oh, wow, man. Damn. What's really going on here? This one got me kind of confused. I can't seem to understand for the life of me why Unique keeps showing up everywhere. It's kind of crazy, man. And what happened to Louis? Who put their hands on Louis, man? Oh, wow. Hey, I want to thank y'all for checking out episode 1 of Freeze. But stay tuned, though. because you never know what's going to happen in the world of Triple OG stories. It's your big homie, man, Bobby Dallas. And this has been The Bobby Dallas Show.